we go.
Okay, hello, how you doing? My name is Marvina. Can I have your name?
I'm Olivia Farrell.
Olivia, Miss Olivia. How you doing today?
Yeah.
Okay, and Miss Olivia, what has been the biggest challenge that you have faced during the pandemic?
Having to wear this mask.
Having to wear the mask?
And stay away from loved ones.
Okay. And is there anything that has been good for you during the pandemic?
Well, I get a lot of rest.
Okay.
Exercise more, walk more.
Okay. All right. And is there one word, if there's one word that you could use to describe the pandemic?
Right. That's what it is.
Chaos, suicide.
Chaos?
And suicide.
Okay. That's two. So they just wanted one. That's right.
Okay.
And what is something that you hope will be different after the pandemic is over with you or your family or the world in general?
Well, I'm hoping after the pandemic is over that the president will recognize this as the way they would someone getting hurt on government property and pay the United States citizen a large sum of money, which is what I think he should be doing, not this $2,000, $3,000. It should be $30,000+ each or more. Because if you fall in a ditch on the government sidewalk, they have to pay you for that if there's a hole in it. You understand what I'm saying? So this pandemic swarming through, we all are hurt on government property.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they're trying to give people kibbles and bits. Like, it's supposed to be enough. It's not.
Okay. And from what source do you get your information that you trust?
Personal sources.
Could hear you.
Personal sources.
Personal?
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you navigating your food source?
I go to different food banks throughout Southeast and Southwest D.C.
Okay. And has that been working for you?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wonderful. Oh, I also go to all the markets, like the farmer markets.
Okay.
That gives me a lot of fruits and vegetables, which you need to help with COVID and to help prevent COVID.
Yeah. And so how is your grocery store? Are they serving your needs? Are like the fruits and vegetables fresh, or you're just not going at this time?
They're too expensive. I don't go there. I go to the markets because a lot of their food rots pretty quickly. And the food I get from the farmers markets don't.
Okay. Wait a minute. I cut it all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Melissa, what'd you say?
Pictures?
No. I have about two more questions. Can you hit it back on? I just hit it back.
I was trying to hurt them, but I did it.
It's still going. You're good.
Okay.
I'm a herbologist and psychologist.
So y'all in this building?
And what is the biggest fear about the COVID-19 that you know has taken over you throughout the COVID? What's your biggest fear?
To be honest, I don't have any fear of COVID, nor catching COVID.
Okay. Okay. And so you already answered that you don't feel a risk at all. And do you think that DC has managed everything well during the COVID?
I think they could do a little more distributing food to people because there are a lot of seniors in the area and shut-in people, and they don't know where they all are. They need to advertise something on the news to let these places know, and let those type of people who watch TV flash across the screen or something, to let them know that where the places are. Everybody doesn't have a computer. A lot of seniors don't have computers. A lot of people, period, don't have computers or know how to use a cell phone, so they need to advertise on television where the free food places are and the markets, the farmers markets.
Okay, so I just have two more questions. And what is your position about the COVID, about the vaccine?
I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay, that's fine. And is there anything else that you would like to talk about that I didn't bring up? Anything else you'd like to discuss or say?
No, not at this time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Certainly. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. So, kids, is it okay to come right here and take a picture? She just wanted to take a picture with the sign.
I've been in these weirdness all day.
What's the purpose of the picture?
Melissa,
if you don't want to take a picture, that's okay. Yeah, we just want to, what we're doing is when we go back and share the stories that people have shared with us, we're showing pictures of all the people that have talked to us from all across D.C. So if you're comfortable, that's great. If you're not, it's okay. Oh, no, no, no. Nothing that we write up is going to have your name. Mm-mm. Nope. We won't do that. I'm going to do one more and get the sign in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming.
Really appreciate your time.
I thought you were going in there to give me something.
Oh gosh, no. You got the apples, we got the granola bars, that's it.
51,
great A, great A. Of course, yes, help yourself.
That's the least we could do,
sure.
Thank you. Thank you again for participating. All righty, you have a good day. All right, thank you.
During the COVID-19 virus, I couldn't touch none of them.